Right now it is time to bring in Mike Causey and take a look at sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I'm still my body has always been strange to anesthesia and painkillers. So my body fluctuates and it will now for the next week or so where I lose energy and gain energy, but all in all, for what was done, and now that I actually can walk, and this is just the beginning stages, I'm doing good.
So good.
It's good to be back at work, as a matter of fact. All right. Well, you know, some things don't change, and the Yankees bullpen really just blew up again last night.
Well, I'll give you a pass on it because you've been out. Here's why the Yankees bullpen didn't work out last night. They had nobody. They had three guys that were shut down because they pitched in three games this week. They couldn't pitch anymore. Poor babies. This is what's wrong with baseball. When your starters can't go the distance, your relief gets taxed. And the Yankees were in a position last night where they had nobody to pitch. But here's the thing. And that's all you kept hearing the Al Jazeera Yankee channel talking about last night was how they had no pitchers. They used six pitchers last night. They used six guys last night in a 10-inning baseball game. That's why the Yankees and other teams have no pitching. You can't consistently race the horse and expect the horse not to break down. These guys can't throw every day. They're not conditioned to throw every day. And they don't throw a lot every day in a game, but their warm-up procedures make them throw 50, 60 pitches. Baseball is all screwed up, and it's terrible to watch. The Yankees were in the game yesterday where all you kept hearing their biased announcers saying, well, the Yankees can steal this, the Yankees can steal this. They got four hits yesterday. They should have never even been in the game. They only got four hits yesterday. Montgomery pitched good yesterday. They took him out. He threw 80 pitches, 83 pitches. They took him out. He only gave up three hits. Why'd you take him out? There was a rain delay. Big deal. He came back after the rain delay and pitched well. Let Montgomery go. There's an old adage in baseball. As long as you're getting people out, you keep throwing. That's disappeared. And so has the baseball's life disappeared. Because you can't keep taking pitchers out. You're going to run out of them. Remember a couple years ago when you were saying how Tampa Bay, they're doing good with this. They do a pitcher an inning and all this stuff. Remember you were saying that?
Yeah.
It don't work. Yeah. It doesn't work, and it's showing it now. It does not work. And that's why the Yankees lost last night. They're going to blame this kid that threw four wild pitches in one inning. Yeah, that was awful. That was terrible. But the Yankees put themselves in the position where they had to use that guy. It was him or a position player. In a 10-inning baseball game? Come on. That's ridiculous. That's not baseball. I don't know what you call it. But the Yankees were in a game that they could have won last night. They were in position to win last night, even though they only got four hits, and they didn't win because of the way the teams are being managed. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And the Yankees, the announcers were gloating all over themselves. Well, the Yankees are going to win this game tonight, and they have Cole tomorrow, and we just picked up two games on the Red Sox. Well, guess what? You just lost a game on the Red Sox last night. Oh, my God, they're so hard to watch. And then, I was lucky, though. I was flipping around, and I found the MLB Network was showing parts of the Yankee game because it was going late.
Yeah.
So off went the YES channel. On came on MLB, where you have a more straight opinion of the game being talked about. And they talked about the Yankees using so many pitches and leaving themselves in the corner. So last night was a game the Yankees could have won, and they didn't win.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports, seeing as I'm totally out of the loop?
Well, I think the Olympics started.
They start today, but there
they
were
start
just
today?
There was a few of the other sports that have started already, but the opening ceremony is today.
Okay, well, that's all we're going to talk about the Olympics for the next 2 weeks. Starts today. That's it. Next time we'll talk about it is when it's over.
But there is one funny story about the Olympics. You heard what happened at the softball venue, right?
No.
I got this big stadium that's enclosed for softball, specially built. A bear got in, right?
A bear?
A bear. A big bear got in.
This is in Tokyo.
Yep, a bear got in.
Where'd it get in from, the circus?
I have no idea, but they haven't found it yet. They've played some games, but they haven't found the bear yet. As of yesterday, they didn't find it.
They played. They know there's a bear in the stadium. They played some games, and they still don't know where the bear is.
As of yesterday, maybe they found it already. They were,
but they played games before without finding the bear. That's confirmed.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
That makes you feel good about security at these Olympics, huh? Find a bear.
You're all worried about COVID-19. I'd be more worried about the bear.
Oh yeah, I mean. Yeah,
but
God
anyway.
Forbid you catch a bear or a guy with a gun.
Yeah. So, anyways, but that's my one Olympic story that I'm going to pass along because, I'm sorry, I normally like the Olympics, but this year it's just a disaster.
Olympics have had their time.
Yeah. Is there anything else that's going on in sports? I mean, I see the assistant jet coach died in that horrible bicycle accident.
That's why I don't ride a bike.
That's right.
What else? There was something else I want to talk to you about. Oh, yeah, the Mets. The Mets are done. Who knows what DeGrom's pitching schedule is going to be for the rest of the year? I think he's going to pitch like once every 2 weeks for the rest of the year. I mean, you're not getting the full story, surprise, surprise, of what's wrong with him. So his pitch is going to be very limited, and the Mets, they're going to make the swan dive here. The Braves are playing a little better. They won a big game last night. I think the Braves catch them by next weekend, and after that, the Mets will be an afterthought. The Mets can't hit. They're so bad. I watched them a couple of games this week against the Reds. They just can't hit. And then when they do hit, their pitching falls apart. They're a calamity waiting to happen, and I think it's going to happen. So I don't think you'll see any postseason baseball in New York this year.
All right, and let's go to racing. How have you been doing at Saratoga, and what's coming up this weekend?
Been doing all right. The weekend's going to be extended into today because the two stakes at Saratoga tomorrow, one's only a four-horse race, and I'm not going to pick that. So our play today is going to be in the fifth race. It's 5.5 furlongs on a turf, a maiden special weight. Interesting story about the horse I'm going to pick today. I was alive with this horse into a big daily double about a month ago. Actually, it was June 26th. And I thought this horse had a big shot. Then my friends told me, you used that horse? It was the 11 horse that day. I said, yeah. They said, Harland Harkey's riding the horse. I'm like, who's Harland Harkey? And they said, exactly. And this horse got ridden like a Harland Harkey. He still managed to run fourth at 5-1, but it was a big double, and this horse just never had a chance to ride to run. For some reason, Lascano was taken off the mount. Well, Lascano's back on the mount today. This horse is running 5.5 off of that debacle on June 26th, and I think the name of the horse is Gale Horse Wind. It's the three horse in the fifth race today at Saratoga. I think this horse has every opportunity to right the ship and break his maiden today. So our play of the day is going to be in the fifth, the three horse, Gale Horse Wind. Our play for the weekend starts today. Today's the grade three Lake George on the turf. Draws a very, very interesting field going a mile. Couple horses in here I'm looking at. One horse is the outside horse, Navratilova. I picked this horse for us back at Churchill Downs on June 26th, and the horse won for us at 9-1. This horse has some speed, but can run from off the pace a little bit. Lascano's on this horse today. Brian Hernandez is not, who rode the horse last time at Churchill Downs. This horse at 12-1 will give a very good account of herself in this race. Another horse I'm going to look at here is the five-horse Jouster. Has some early speed. There is other early speed in this race, but I think this horse is the speed of the speed. Trained by Todd Pletcher, coming in off of July 16th work on the training. On the training surface, the turf training track, going 47-4, which is a real good race, so this horse is tight for today. Ran okay with Lasix last time, going 1.8 at Belmont. Shortens up to the mile. I think that'll fit this horse very well. But my top pick today is going to be the two-horse, Runaway Rumor. I've been on this horse since she broke her maiden back in May at Belmont. This horse is a New York bred, but when this horse broke his maiden, I was talking to my friends, broke her maiden, I said, this horse is special. This could be an outstanding horse, even though it's a New York bred, and it turns out that way. She's 3-for-3 going through the New York bred allowance ranks, stepped into the deep water in open company last time and won, steps into the grade 3 company this time, and I think this horse has no problem winning today. So my pick in the Saratoga Lake George for today is going to be the 2 Runaway Rumor with the 5 Jouster and the 9 Navratilova to round out the exacta and the tries. And then tomorrow we have one play we're going to take care of. Let me just get to it. Why did it do that? Hold on 1 second. No. Okay. I'm having trouble here with my technology. Surprise. come on. I had it all keyed up, and then it went away. Come on, you dumb thing. I hate technology. All right, here we go. Tomorrow, it's later in the card because the Coaching Club Oaks is a joke, 4-horse race. It's the 10th race tomorrow? Yeah, the 10th race tomorrow. It's 5.5 furlongs on the turf. The grade 3 Caress. There's still only 6 horses in this race. So my play tomorrow is going to be a single horse. The 4 horse in good spirits, trained by Al Stahl, has been sprinting down at the fairgrounds and at Keeneland this year against some pretty good horses. Has speed. There is a lot of speed in this race. I expect this horse to sit and close and get a good job, a good ride by Johnny Velasquez, and get home a winner. In a short field of 6 horses, this horse is 8-1. There's 2 horses in this race that are 8-5 and 9-5. I think In Good Spirits gets the job done, blown by them both late. So in tomorrow's 10th race, the Caress, the play is the 4 horse In Good Spirits. And if Runaway Rumor and In Good Spirits both win, we will be in good spirits tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend.
Hey, keep rehabbing.
Will do, Mike. Take care.
Talk to you on Monday.
Bye-bye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.